Yes. Welcome to the Junior Joel Dopp Show. It's your boy, Junior Joel Dopp. It's been a minute since last year. Also, I have to wish everybody a happy belated new year. You know, I took a hiatus off of the Junior Joel Dopp Show. Everybody thought the Junior Joel Dopp Show is not going to come back on again. It's like I gave up, put the jerseys in the rafters and just gave up. No. We working on something else, man. That's why the Junior Joel Dopp Show has not been really active for the last months and a year. Right now, in the year of 2024, we're here. The Junior Joel Dopp Show is here. You understand? It's really here. And it's here, man. It's really here. We're gonna, you know what I'm saying, do what we gotta do for the Junior Joel Dopp Show. And we still gonna be on our grind. Excuse me, sorry. We still gonna be on our grind. We still gonna be working, man. You know what I'm saying? We did the 5th anniversary episode last year. That was wonderful. And now we're gonna do an episode of a show that started in the 70s. A show that started in the 70s. That started in 1974. I'm talking about Good Times. Happy 50th anniversary to Good Times. Good Times is one of the best shows ever. You know what I'm saying? I love this show so much, man. And I wasn't even born in the 70s. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even born in the 70s. Anyways. And I love this show so much. Good Times is one of the best funny shows ever. It started in 1974, February 8th, 1974. You know what I'm saying? This show started around 1974. Back in 1972, you had Sanford and Son. And boom, you have Good Times, 1974. Then 1975, the year after, you have The Jeffersons. I guess 1976, Different Strokes started. I don't know. I have to go look that up. Yes, man. So happy 50th anniversary to Good Times. We never done a Good Times anniversary episode before in the Junior Joel Dopp Show. Never did. But now we're doing it here on the Junior Joel Dopp Show. Yes, happy 50th anniversary to Good Times, man. Good Times, one of the best shows ever. It starts... John Amos, Esther Roll, Burnett Saints, Ralph Carter, Jimmy Walker, and of course, Miss Control herself, Janet Jackson. Also, Janet DeBoy, and what's the other guy, man? Forgot the other two guys' names, man. One that plays Bookman, and the other one that plays Thelma's husband. Yeah, he's funny too. He's a character too. Yes, man. He's very funny. And also, What's her name? Alexis Fields and Kim Fields too. Yes. Alexis and Kim Fields. Yeah. They made a guest appearance on Good Times also. Yeah, man. Good Times, one of the best shows ever, man. Favorite Good Times episode gotta be the Cousin Cleeless episode. That one is my favorite, man. When James is slapping him beside the head, that one had me laughing. Another episode from Good Times. There's so many, man. There's a lot of episodes from Good Times, man. A lot that is so funny, man. I can't even name one off the bat. Good Times is one of the best shows ever. If it wasn't for this show, there wouldn't be a show named Rock. Because Rock is all about, you know, a garbage man who lives in the hood. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for a show like Good Times, there wouldn't be no Wire. There wouldn't be a show called The Wire or The Corner. Because both The Wire and The Corner and Rock talks about the hood too. You know what I'm saying? And them three shows I mentioned takes place in Baltimore. Good Times takes place in Chicago. You know, it takes place in Chicago until this day. Chicago's going through it, man. You know what I'm saying? Not to diss anybody's city or block or whatever, but they still going through it to this day, man. Yes, man. And that's what I like about the show Good Times. It's a real show, social, you know, socially conscious show. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for this show, there wouldn't be no A Different World, because A Different World is socially conscious too. Let's not forget, A Different World is socially conscious too. Yes, man. Good Times is still one of the best shows ever. You know what I'm saying? Jimmy Walker is funny as JJ. James Amos, John Amos, he's funny. He's one of the best talented actors ever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, James Amos is talented. Jenna Dubois, she's talented too. And also, she's a good singer too. She did the theme song for the Jeffersons. You know what I'm saying? She did the theme songs for the Jeffersons. Burnett, she's pretty and beautiful. One of the most beautiful women ever. Ever. And Ralph Carter, guy is talented. And he could sing. And he's still on that soul. He's still Michael. Michael was socially conscious and all about his people. Yeah, man. My Michael is so socially conscious, man. It's not even funny. And of course, I can't forget about the queen, Janet Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful as ever. Talented as Penny. You know? Like, Janet Jackson, man, she's very talented on the show Good Times. And she really killed it as Penny. You know what I'm saying? Love the show, man. So happy. Can't forget about Esther Rolle too. Talented woman. She's very talented, Esther Rolle. Yes, man. So, sorry for yawning, man. I'm just tired, man. I was doing some work. You know what I'm saying? I was doing some work and stuff. Happy anniversary to Good Times. 50th anniversary of Good Times. Over the weekend, over the Super Bowl weekend, they had a Good Times marathon on TV One. They had a Good Times marathon on TV One. Ain't that something? Yeah. Started from Friday to Sunday. 3 nights, or I should say 3 days. 3 days, man. And night two. You know what I'm saying? Showing, playing all the Good Times episodes from season one to the last season. So, happy anniversary to Good Times. And also, to everybody that was worrying if the show is going to be dead. The Junior Jofthaf show ain't dead. It ain't canceled. We was working some other things, trying to recharge and stuff. So, the show is still going on. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing to report, to talk about. Now we're doing the anniversary of Good Times, celebrating 50 years of Good Times. Came out the same year as Bob Marley's album, Naughty Dread. That came out around October 1974. And I guess Good Times was on their second season at that time. In 1974, I guess we're on their second season and stuff. And now, Good Times is a classic, man. R.I.P. to Norman Lear. He did a fantastic job to bring these black sitcoms to life, because he did Sanford and Son, he did The Jeffersons, he did Different Strokes. Did he do Different Strokes? I don't know. But he did Sanford and Son, Good Times, and The Jeffersons. Yeah. So big up to Norman Lear. R.I.P. to Norman Lear. Yes, for creating classic content. That's still being replayed till this day. Yes. And funny thing about good times and the Jeffersons is that good times was more ghetto, you know what I'm saying, and stuff. The Jeffersons, yeah, you know, black people living in the Upper East Side in a deluxe apartment in the sky. Yeah, but the dude is loud. But here it is. There's another show in the 80s that doesn't have the slang and the jive turkeys and all that stuff. Another one, The Cosby Show. Some people might say The Cosby Show was a bougie type of show, but the show was classy, man. Cosby Show was classy. It was a classy show, man. Cosby Show is still a classy show to this day. It's still a classy show to this day, man. Still classy. And by this year, this month, not this month, but in September, Gospel Life, Junior Joftat Show is going to do a tribute to The Cosby Show. A nice tribute to The Cosby Show. And I understand that, you know, I shouldn't do no tribute to The Cosby Show because of Bill Cosby's fuckery and nastiness and nonsense and all. But listen, we're doing a tribute to this show right here. You know what I'm saying? I understand people got skeletons in their closets. I understand people make crazy mistakes and all. And I understand people are not fucking perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like they say, when you're praying, you pray to God and you say, Lord, show us the way. If you can't show us the way, forgive us for being lost. Yes, so you gotta pray to the Most High God, ask Him to show you the way, ask you to open your eyes and minds. And if you can't open up your eyes and minds, ask the Most High God for forgiveness. And ask Him to forgive you for being lost. Yes, so we done here. Happy 50th anniversary to the to Good Times. I didn't mean to go really deep, but happy 50th anniversary to Good Times, man. Good Times is still one of the best shows ever on television. Happy 50th anniversary to Good Times. We out of here. Peace.